Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Thank you for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, celebrating the 21st anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for being part of this all these years. And we couldn't do without it without our good friend Eva Rosenberg, who's been an original founding member of our Brain Trust since 98. She's been hanging out with us over 20 years. We got her 21st anniversary coming up in a few months. She is the Tax Mama, taxmama.com. She knows more about your taxes than anybody else, and you need to follow her and keep up with what she's got going on. She really is staying in the hunt and doing wonderful reporting at taxmama.com. Eva, thanks again for being here. What else do we need to know? Is there anything we need to know about, more we need to know about the Tax Cut Jobs Act, the TCJA, that's an act, as you know, I have major issues with?
Oh, God, yes. And I know that you have Barbara Weltman on this week talking about the qualified business income deduction in that 199A. And so, guys, mm-hmm. stay tuned for that because she's great.
Thank you.
There are so many provisions. There's so many provisions that nobody is paying attention to. And, you know, one of them is the fact that people with employees or employees with large out-of-pocket expenses aren't able to deduct them anymore. And Nobody's paying attention to this.
That's not good. That's going to hurt small business owners because we need to be able to entertain our folks, our prospects. We need that. And I'm not talking about abusive. I'm not talking about three martini lunches. I'm just talking about...
Business owners can still take the deductions, but employees who might, you know, get paid on commission or whatever,
right,
who might have $50,000 out of pocket, they're not going to be able to take that. So I've got to work.
But that's my point. Part of a commission salesman is a de facto business owner,
except on tax purposes.
Right.
And so, you know, the business needs those employees desperately. So I'm doing a workshop on December 5th. To work through a template on how to equalize that between the business owner and the employee, talking about the family leave credit that, you know, you and I talked about last time, and how to make it work for the business and make it profitable. And there is a paid child care credit that nobody really has been using that's been there forever.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that and the qualified business income deduction. So I'm going to be talking about that on that workshop. So it's really important for people to participate in this. It will be recorded because you're going to need this to keep your employees,
mm-hmm.
because otherwise they're going to try to go off on their own and freelance, and that's going to be a nightmare. That's going to
that's
be
right.
a real horror show.
Folks, these are opportunities for you to add value to the relationship with your customer, with your employees. And I'll tell you another thing, Eva, you know, this is one of my problems with the tax cut bill. The big companies have got a fistful of money to throw at our key people, and they're poaching them, and they're going to be continuing to poach them. We don't have that fistful of money, but folks, if you could take advantage of these tax options, it'll help you to deal with the cost of some of these benefits that your key employees need, and that you'll need them to have to fight off the poachers.
Exactly. And so that's why I am trying to work out, and I'm going to try to get this done in time, but I'm trying to work out.
When's it going to be?
That people can use December 5th.
Okay.
It's going to be at noon in California, but this is going to be really helpful to people to keep your employees and for your employees. And you might still be able to fix this retroactively for this year. And then your employees won't have to lose the benefit of all
right.
of those deductions, because this
right.
pisses me off. And the other thing that we've lost is the ability to deduct regular casualty losses as individuals. Businesses haven't lost that, okay?
Wow.
But individuals have, unless it's a presidentially declared disaster area.
So if your house burns and you have a high deductible, you can't deduct the loss of that.
Not in a regular fire.
Yeah.
And if somebody stole your identity and it cost you $10,000 to fix it, you can't deduct that. Only
wow.
in presidentially declared disaster areas, you know, where we have a lot of those right now, especially
mm-hmm.
in California.
Mm-hmm.
And then I learned at this IRS meeting, which was really disturbing, is, you know, we've lost the ability to take those deductions except in the presidentially declared disaster area. But supposing you have a fire or something in one of those fire areas that wasn't caused by that disaster, that was something that a neighbor
right.
of yours did
right.
and it happened, it's not deductible. It's not part of that.
Wow.
That particular
and so even
law.
If the governor declares an emergency, that doesn't qualify.
No, the governor is good for your state deduction, not
okay.
for federal.
Not for federal.
So, you know,
wow.
So
what are
Trump
some other things? Give quick, I've got about half a minute. What are some things they could do between now and the end of the year to take advantage of the tax bill?
Well, first of all, get your accounting done so you know where you stand.
Right.
Then tune in this week with Barbara Weltman because she's going to talk about whether or not you need to change your entity. And that's one of the other things I'm going to talk about,
mm-hmm.
you know, which entity is the right one
right.
for you. So, you know, that's going to be really important before the end of this year. That is the most important
yep,
thing.
Yep, it is. And that's one of those things
right.
that I'm mad about. We shouldn't have to do that. This tax law should not have ever made us do that. Eva, thank you again for being here. Good job today. Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen, TaxMama.com. Go there and find out what she's got going on. Follow her. You'll be smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.